Pain generated during orthodontic treatment is a common concern for both the patient and clinician. Miniscrews are an important contemporary treatment option that are utilized to provide enhanced orthodontic anchorage. Their insertion and removal are potential occasions for patient discomfort. The use of topical anesthesia and/or local anesthetic injections in the placement of miniscrews has been discussed extensively in the literature. It is currently unclear, however, which pain control method is best utilized when the miniscrews are removed. An article published in the 2017 December issue of the Journal of the World Federation of Orthodontists addresses this issue. The paper was written by Muhammad Azim and his colleagues from Pakistan and is titled Comparison of Efficacy of Anesthetics for Removal of Palatal and Buccal Miniscrews. The investigators' objective was to assess the efficacy of topical and needle-injected local anesthetics for the removal of buccal and palatal miniscrews. This was a randomized, double-blind, prospective study with one group of 25 patients who had two palatal miniscrews in a similar anterior-posterior location on the opposite sides of the mid-palatine suture. A second group of 30 subjects had at least one buccal miniscrew in a similar vertical location in the interradicular area between the maxillary second premolar and the maxillary first molar. The miniscrews were all from the same manufacturer and were of standardized size. They were placed and removed with a uniform protocol. All included miniscrews were stable during the course of treatment and at the time of removal. Prior to miniscrew removal, the patients with palatal miniscrews received topical anesthesia randomly on one side and topical anesthesia followed by needle injection of local anesthetic on the other side. The topical anesthetic was 20% benzocaine gel, and the needle-injected anesthetic contained 2% lidocaine with epinephrine. The subjects with buccal miniscrews randomly received topical anesthesia on one side and a topical placebo gel on the other side prior to the miniscrew removal. The removal of the screws was then performed by a different blinded clinician. If a patient felt the need for additional anesthesia at any time during screw removal, a needle injection of lidocaine anesthetic was given, and the procedure was classified as a failure. All subjects completed a visual analog pain scale at four different time points to quantify their experienced pain. They reported their discomfort levels before the anesthetic application, immediately after anesthesia, immediately after screw removal, and they reported a combined anesthesia and screw removal overall procedure score. Age, sex, anesthetic failures, and visual analog scale scores were recorded and analyzed statistically. Now, what did the researchers find? The anesthetic failure rate during palatal screw removal with topical anesthesia was 8%, compared to a 0% failure rate with needle anesthesia. The reported visual analog pain scale scores were significantly higher for the needle anesthesia at the anesthetic application time period, but the topical anesthesia visual analog pain scores were higher during palatal screw removal and overall as compared to needle anesthesia. The placebo buccal group had an anesthetic failure rate of 26% during screw removal, which was significantly greater in comparison to the 0% failure rate with a topical gel anesthesia. The visual analog pain scores were also significantly higher for placebo subjects during buccal screw removal and overall as compared to the topical anesthesia pain scores. There were no differences in the visual analog pain scores at baseline, and for both groups, no significant correlations were found between age and sex versus the pain measurements at any time. The authors concluded that injected local anesthesia is more effective controlling perceived pain than topical anesthesia during palatal miniscrew removal. They also suggested that topical benzocaine gel is effective in controlling discomfort when removing maxillary buccal interradicular miniscrews. This study reported considerable individual variations and a wide range of pain tolerance in the subjects having miniscrews removed. Nearly 75% of the patients in the placebo buccal screw grouping and over 90% of the topical palatal screw group did not request additional anesthesia during screw removal. It would be interesting for larger future trials to test various mini-screw types and sizes for removal in other oral locations, such as the mandible. If you're interested in the complete article, it can be found in the 2017 December issue of the Journal of the World Federation of Orthodontists.